are the sands.
Anti-war group was subject to any personal violence. Through it all, Vietnamese police stood calmly by, their arms folded across their chests. On South Vietnam's resistive political front, Buddhist leaders accused Premier Ky's government of plotting to betray the people by reneging on its promise to set up a civilian government. The Buddhists called for a mass meeting tonight. More than 2,000 Catholics demonstrated in Da Nang, demanding that Buddhist leaders apologize for an attack on one of the Catholics' buildings. And Catholic leaders threatened to call out the faithful from Da Nang to Saigon unless their demands are met by Friday. In our nation's capital, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will hear testimony on foreign aid today from Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. Undoubtedly, the senators will quiz McNamara on administration Vietnamese policies. A compromised truth in packaging bill is expected to emerge from the Senate Commerce Committee today, possibly including some Republican amendments which would broaden its scope. The measure would prohibit such things as deceptive pictures on packages, misleading cents-off claims, and giant imperial economy sizes. Down at Cape Kennedy, striking electricians have bowed to a government request and reduced picketing at Cape Kennedy. The International Union of Electricians limited picket lines this morning to only one of the Cape's four main entrances. The move should end a two-day Moonport construction tie-up. And in New York City, the head of the New York Printers Union, Bertram Powers, says members of his union will not report for work Monday on the city's new paper, the World Journal Tribune. Powers said he could not reach agreement with the management of the new paper on the key issue of severance pay for about 400 printers. The World Journal Tribune is being formed by a merger of three existing papers in New York City. Here in the Pacific Northwest, the state Supreme Court has blocked, at least for the time being, the issuance of the King County's grand jury's final report. Court heard arguments for an hour yesterday from attorneys for Paul Delaney and Associates and from a King County deputy prosecutor. Then it deliberated for 3 hours and issued a ruling. The court ordered the report kept under wraps until the indictment against Paul Delaney of the architectural firm is disposed of. Striking cement masons will go back to work on some Boeing company jobs today, but will begin picketing parts of Interstate Highway 5. In other developments, unfair labor practices charges were filed against the local yesterday by the Seattle Northwest and Mountain Pacific chapters of the Associated General Contractors. News about fire after this message.
Squealing around one corner like that can take as much rubber off your tires as miles of straight driving. Here's a tip from local Shell dealers that will make cornering easier on your tires, and a lot safer, too.
Many people ride the brakes when they make a turn. That just causes tires to slide, squeal, and wear out fast. The time to slow down is before you get to the corner. While you're turning, you should be able to maintain a steady speed without hard braking or accelerating.
Remember that tip from local Shell dealers. Don't ride the brakes around a corner. Slow down before you get there. While you're turning, maintain a steady, even speed. You'll add miles to the life of your tires. When you do have to replace a tire, see your Shell dealer. He can give you some good tips and honest advice on tire buying. Service is our business at Shell stations.
Seattle firemen answered a three-alarm blaze at a grocery store and apartments upstairs early this morning, and one person was injured. The fire was at Keith Grocery. This is at Rainier and Orca Street. The fire broke out just before 2 a.m. Apartment occupants scrambled down several ladders, and one person was taken away in an ambulance. The damage was unofficially estimated at $25,000. Blaze was brought under control in less than 15 minutes, according to Fire Chief Gordon Vickery, who was at the scene. KVI's Harley Hudgens was there and talked with the apartment manager, Fred Weisenbeck.
Would you tell me what happened this morning?
Well, I don't know. I think this question of somebody falling asleep with a cigarette in their mouth, and outside of that, I really don't know too much because I was busy getting out of there.
Were you asleep when the...
Yes, I was.
I see. What did you think at first? Did you realize it was a fire?
Well, I'm more or less the manager up there, and my main thought was getting everybody out.
Calling the fire department, that was his main concern. The Seattle Fire Department, alarmed by the recent increase in fires and injuries caused by homemade bombs, today cautioned parents to be on the alert to the construction of such bombs by juveniles and children. This week, a 16-year-old North End boy was critically injured when an empty World War II hand grenade owned by the boy's father exploded while the youth was filling it with 400 match heads. The manufacturer of all types of bombs, ranging from CO2 cartridges, pipes stuffed with home-brewed explosives, to Molotov cocktails. As a further warning to parents, supplies are readily available through drugstores, and some science magazines openly advertise explosive components. One recent ad read, "Thrill your friends with these bombs." Now, bombs capable of causing serious physical harm, so be sure to read today's edition of the Seattle Times for an article worth cutting out and giving to your children to read and heed. A 68-year-old man died early this morning when he was struck by an automobile while walking across U.S. 99 south of Seattle. The coroner's office said Claude Curtis Ball of 21836 Military Road in Kent was dead on arrival at the Burien Hospital. KBI Sports, the NBA playoffs are now tied at
Harris County headquarters for Chrysler, Plymouth, Valiant, and Barracuda.
Big, bold, and beautiful. That's Plymouth Buick.
Pickup was driven by Douglas Daquette, 1212 South 110th Street. McCormick suffered bruises and abrasions, was treated by his family doctor. And Tacoma firemen say that at 3:26 yesterday afternoon, a boat and house at the Tacoma Yacht Club were damaged by a fire, presumably caused by a dropped cigarette. The owner, Kurt Worthington, about $100 damage done to the building and just $5 noted to the 34-foot boat. The first hour of yesterday afternoon's and evening's city council session went along in routine fashion, but with the arrival of item 7B on the agenda, the proceedings began to take on a more vigorous appearance. This was listed as a discussion of civil service requirements for police examination. It's related to the city's recent difficulty in filling some police patrolman positions and the proposal to drop height requirements from 5 feet 10 inches to 5 feet 9 inches and to permit candidates to have vision correctable to 20/20. Well, at this point, the council activity became somewhat stormy. Faced with a threat by Attorney Robert Copeland that unless the council agreed to submit the height dispute and other grievances to mediation, he would read a list of 35 grievances, while the council responded that they were being bludgeoned, blackmailed, and the term strong-armed was used, and they would not act under such a threat. At the conclusion of this three-hour battle with the officers, I should say confrontation with officers of the policeman union and their attorney, the council held that it had no authority to ask the personnel department to change a ruling reducing the maximum heights and vision standards. Stay tuned for the comments and analysis in depth by Murray Morgan on this issue this morning, and that will be heard at 7:30. The State Highways Department says United States Steel Corporation of Portland has submitted the apparent low bid for building a steel girder bridge across the Cowlitz River near Mossy Rock on State Highway 14. The Portland firm bid $2,088,000 for the job. Other news around the Northwest, the state Supreme Court has ruled that a King County grand jury report on a courthouse remodeling job cannot be released until an indictment against Paul W. Delaney is tried in King County Superior Court. The High Court's order was unanimous. All nine judges signed the decision. The court said it appeared that Delaney's constitutional rights might be put in jeopardy by publication of the report at this time. At the same time, the court said it recognized there might be matters of grave public interest and concern in the report, which should be brought to the public's attention. Then the court said the most effective way to balance the two conflicting values was through a temporary restraining order. Delaney's firm, Paul W. Delaney and Associates, holds the architectural contract for the courthouse remodeling project. Attorneys for Delaney argued that the grand jury has no authority to comment on the activities of private individuals short of returning an indictment. Striking cement masons will go back to work on some Boeing company jobs today, but will begin picketing parts of Interstate Highway 5 construction. And that word comes from James K. Bender, the union executive secretary in Seattle. Appearance of pickets could touch off widespread work stoppage if other unions stayed away from jobs where cement masons normally would be working. The strike began yesterday when the 350 members of Cement Masons Local 538 walked out in a dispute over subcontracting. Bender said the union wanted an agreement that all subcontracted work in the local's jurisdiction go to companies holding contracts with the cement masons. He said such a cause would be legal. The Boeing company will put a proposal to issue about 2,165,000 shares of stock after a recently announced two-for-one split is made to its board of directors on April 25th. President William Allen said yesterday the stock would be part of a financing package for plant and equipment expenditures and for resources in support of missile, space, and aircraft programs. The State Art Commission has recommended the paying of $47,000 in federal funds to various cultural activities throughout the state. The largest grant was $10,000 for the Washington State Artmobile, a unit which will tour the state with 60 to 70 pictures. Sums of $5,000 each were recommended for the Seattle Symphony to pay expenses while on a 10-day tour outside King County and to Tacoma and Pierce County on a 3-to-1 matching basis if the Pierce, or if rather the Robert Joffrey Ballet Company locates in the area during this summer. The Interstate Compact on Education has been endorsed by the Executive Committee of the Washington State School Directors Association. The committee called for the compact's ratification by the 1967 legislature. The committee says the compact will strengthen the part played by the state in formulation of nationwide education policies. We'll have the weather news for you in just a moment. If you have a home or property to sell and want results fast, call the Elvin E. Evans Company at Skyline 2-6684. There are buyers waiting right now. Your property may be exactly what they're looking for. A professional man is waiting for a three-bedroom home in Firthcrest priced up to $25,000. Just call Skyline 2-6684. The Evans Company will do the rest. Membership in the multiple listing service and an efficient staff allow the Evans Company to bring buyer and seller together as quickly as possible. You can rely on the Evans Company to handle all the details to your satisfaction. The Evans Company is an established business in Tacoma and belongs to the Tacoma Board of Realtors. Fast results with the Evans Company, located at 3710 6th Avenue, just west of 6th and Union. Call them at Skyline 2-6684. The weatherman says for Purdy and Buckley, South Prairie, Tacoma and vicinity, it'll be cloudy with showers today and a few showers tonight. Cloudy tomorrow with partial clearing in the afternoon. A bit cooler today. The high is near 55. The low tonight, 40 to 45 degrees. And small craft warnings will be up for wind southwest, 10 to 25 miles per hour, increasing to 30 miles per hour at times, but decreasing tomorrow. There's a 50% chance of rain for today, so the weatherman says, 40% tonight and 30% tomorrow on Thursday. And it is raining right now. The temperature, 46 degrees. Bruce McMichael reporting for KTAC News.
You've heard KTAC News. Local news from the KTAC Newsroom, worldwide coverage by United Press International. Keep better informed. Keep tuned to KTAC.
What? Yeah.
Or parakeets, a dentist or a Davino.
More.
There's more of everything in downtown Tacoma. Your spring and summer shopping can all be accomplished quickly and conveniently in downtown Tacoma. And when you shop at any of the participating stores, you park free undercover, just a few steps from where you want to shop. The main banks, the main post office, the first-run theaters, the leading hotels and restaurants, all are in downtown Tacoma. And downtown Tacoma is the only shopping center served by all of the bus lines. It's the center for so much activity.
Shop downtown, there's no shopping quite like shopping downtown, 'cause that's where everything is, downtown.
When you shop at Rhodes, downtown Tacoma, you park free in the big covered parking area that accommodates 600 cars right at the Market Street entrance to Rhodes, the modern way to shop. KTAZ time is 4 minutes before 7 o'clock. Here's the Wednesday morning sports report. A homer by Ken Hunt in 5-run eighth inning gave the Tacoma Cubs a 9-3 win over the Seattle Angels in Pacific Coast League Baseball at Cheney Stadium last night. Seattle scored its 3 runs in the top of the 7th inning. In the bottom of the 7th, the Cubs had 2 out when Harry Bright walked and Hunt homered to make the score 4-3. Tacoma scored 5 times in the 8th inning as 10 men came to the plate. 2 hits, 4 walks, and 2 Seattle errors gave the Cubs their big 8th inning, 10 men came to the plate. Each team sent 5 pitchers to the mound. The game was delayed 17 minutes in the top of the 6th due to a power failure. Brad Burdette picked up the win, while Ramon Hernandez was the loser. Those showboating Hawaii Islanders like to spot their foes a run or two before they fight back to victory. The hustling troopers of the former base-stealing wizard George Case took their 4th consecutive come-from-behind victory last night with an 8-4 win over Spokane in Hawaii. In other action yesterday, Vancouver downed Portland 2-1 in the club's British Columbia opener. The Cleveland Indians remain undefeated in 5 games with a 3-1 victory over the New York Yankees last night. Brad Whitfield's 3-run homer in the 4th inning was the clincher. Home runs by Frank Robinson and Kurt Belfiore helped power Baltimore to a 14-8 win over Washington. Kansas City broke into the win column for the first time, shading Minnesota 3-2. Boston and Detroit split a Patriots Day doubleheader, the Red Sox winning the opener 7-0, and the Tigers taking the nightcap 6-4. In the West Coast game, the Chicago White Sox defeated the California Angels 3-1. In the National League, the Houston Astros chased Don Drysdale in the 5th inning and beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-5. Pittsburgh trimmed Cincinnati 7-3 on 17 hits, and Atlanta nudged Philadelphia 3-1. St. Louis downed the New York Mets 5-2, and San Francisco outlasted the Chicago Cubs 11-10 on 4 homers, including one by Willie Mays. The final NBA playoff resumes in Los Angeles tonight with the series even at 1 victory apiece. The Boston Celtics squared the best of 7 playoff last night with a 129-109 triumph over the Lakers. Coach-elect Bill Russell picked off 24 rebounds and scored 19 points. John Havlicek and Sam Jones had 21 points apiece, and Larry Siegfried had 20. The Celtic defense held Jerry West to 18 points. And that's the Wednesday morning sports report on KTAC. Johnny Welsh inviting you to listen Monday through Saturday for morning sports on KTAC Tacoma.
How much is he? That's the question.
Escape to Hawaii. Just you and your husband on Northwest Orient Airlines. Listen to the surf breaking on warm Waikiki Beach. It's just the way you and your husband might hear it from the moonlit terrace of a Honolulu hotel. Sounds romantic, doesn't it? And Northwest makes it easy to get there. Step aboard a powerful Northwest fan jet. You can be in Hawaii in just a few hours. It costs just $110.17 to escape to Hawaii on Northwest. For reservations, call your travel agent or
Northwest Orient.
You can fly to Hawaii Saturday or Sunday morning at 8:35 on Northwest FanJet. You get into Honolulu shortly after 1 o'clock. Escape to Hawaii on Northwest Orient Airlines.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't mind being there now, but I like it here, too. I do. Well, it's time for us to move the records off the turntables here for a few minutes and let old Bob get up and run on the treadmill. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. You're tuned to KTNT and KTNT-FM. In Tacoma, we play records here, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
KTNT News. From the KTNT Radio Newsroom, from the city desk of the Tacoma News Tribune, this is KTNT News.
This portion of the news is brought to you by Stephen Motor Company, 2705 South Tacoma Way. Stephen Motor Company is your Tacoma and Pierce County headquarters for Chrysler, Plymouth, Valiant, and Barracuda.
Big, bold, and beautiful. That's Plymouth Fury for 1966. Take the elegant comfort of our roomy Fury four-door, add a hustlin' V8 power plant, automatic transmission, power steering, deluxe wheel covers, padded dash, backup lights, windshield washers, and an exclusive 5-year, 50,000-mile warranty. And you've got a car that's as long on luxury as it is on performance. Think you can't afford it? Think again and make a visit to Stephen Motor Company. Because this hot new Fury carries a surprisingly low sticker price of just $2,699. Why not take an eye-opening test drive today and see what all the Fury is about? You'll never be the same until you own one. Let yourself go, Plymouth Fury,
From Stephen Motor Company, 2705 South Tacoma Way. Now open Mondays and Fridays until 9.
Now, here is this morning's telephonic Tacoma police report.
Marche, where jewelry and clothing worth $12 were taken. Police said a complete recovery was made with the apprehension of a 16-year-old Tacoma girl. This has been the story on many occasions in the past. A destruction of property incident at Griffin's Grocery, 4402 North 34th. Police learned that a 5-by-6-foot plate glass window was shattered. It was valued at $40. An investigation revealed that two boys, 13 and 14, armed with a BB gun, were responsible for the loss.
The grievances, real or imagined, of the Tacoma Police Union were aired at a lengthy, oftentimes heated session of the Tacoma City Council last night. The council heard charges of low police morale and retaliated with a refusal to be blackmailed. Attorney Robert Copeland initiated the discussion when he again asked that civil service exams allowing 5-foot-9-inch police candidates to take part be postponed. The attorney for the Tacoma Police Union said he held a list of 35 grievances that had accumulated over the past several years. Copeland warned he would make the list public at the meeting unless the council passed legislation to maintain the status quo. Councilman Maury Johnson, Dr. Arnold Herman, and Dick Haley promptly charged blackmail and said they would do nothing under such a threat. Copeland said a reduction of 1 inch in the police height requirements was the complaint that broke the camel's back. Police Chief Charles Zittel said he'd listened to the grievances of the police union in the past. City Manager Dave Rowlands again denied there was a morale problem. Dr. Herman pointed out that a 5'9 policeman was better than no policeman at all. The upshot of the whole thing was a one-week postponement in the next Tacoma police exams to June 1st and a retention of the 5'9" limitation. On a brighter note, the Tacoma City Council went on record as making every effort to match a Pierce County contribution not to exceed $7,500 to allow the world-famed Joffrey Ballet a summer residence in Tacoma. The council was told that it not only would add a bright cultural light to the area, but it would mean dollars and cents for the local economy. Returning to the police situation, Mayor Harold Tollison pointed out that the council could not legally change physical requirements established by the Civil Service Board. He said this separation of duties was one of the objectives of the city charter. Copeland said it was all a matter of interpretation. And the conversation constantly returned to the list of alleged grievances. He said the executive board of the police union had adopted a unanimous resolution saying their morale was indeed low. Among grievances cited by Copeland were allegations that police officers had a ticket quota to maintain, vigorously denied by the chief, that a police candidate could be disqualified if he had once lost his driver's license, and that the union had not been informed in time that a hearing on the matter would not be held last week. Tollison pointed out that all major cities, with two exceptions, allow 5'9" policemen on the force. He deplored the fact that the union had brought the matter to the council chamber rather than pass through channels. Tollison said the city council was the prime sounding board for complaints, but if that were all it did, it would have time for nothing else. Tacoma firemen turned out at 3:46 yesterday afternoon going to the Tacoma Yacht Club. A boathouse belonging to Kirk Worthington sustained a $100 loss from a neglected cigarette. And that's the Stephen Motor Company News.
Valiant. Webster describes it as a brave, courageous, heroic. People who own the great new Plymouth Valiant describe them as the hottest new economy package on wheels. Here's proof. A sporty-looking 66 Plymouth Valiant two-door sedan with a lively, penny-pinching 170 cubic inch engine, outside mirror, backup lights, variable speed wipers, and 101 other prestige features. Think you can't afford it? Think again and see Stephen Motor Company, because just $1,999 puts you at the wheel of this luxury-living 66 Valiant. Take a good look at Valiant today. You'll find plenty of reasons to let yourself go Plymouth at Stephen Motor Company, 2705 South Tacoma Way. Now open Mondays and Fridays until 9.
This portion of the news has been presented by Stephen Motor Company, 2705 South Tacoma Way. Tacoma and Pierce County headquarters for Chrysler, Plymouth, Valiant, and Barracuda.
More news in a moment.
It's fun to shop at the Hi-Ho Shopping Center in Puyallup. There's 25 departments, and you can do all your shopping in just one store. Imagine that. Shop where it's fun to shop, and check into the Hi-Ho Floral Basket. Look at the Redwood Round Barbecue Table regularly, $49.95, and now just $29.95. And the set includes the table and four benches. Another item is a Redwood Table at $15.95, reduced from $19.95. The Hi-Ho Floral Basket has complete garden needs, and you'll be overwhelmed, at least tickled to death, by the courteous, well-qualified help. Shop the Hi-Ho Shopping Center in Puyallup. It's as big as all outdoors with 25 big departments. It's fun to shop the Hi-Ho, so visit Hi-Ho Square in Puyallup. Be sure to make a special visit to the Hi-Ho Floral Basket for bargains in Redwood Tables.
The State Supreme Court has blocked, at least temporarily, the issuance of the King County Grand Jury's final report. The court heard arguments for an hour yesterday from attorneys for Paul Delaney and Associates and from a King County deputy prosecutor. Then it deliberated for 3 hours and issued a ruling. The court ordered the report kept under wraps until the indictment against Paul Delaney is disposed of. The firm of the contract, of course, for the courthouse remodeling job under question. Counsel for Delaney contended the report should not be issued at all because the grand jury did not have authority to make reports about private citizens. Some fruit growers in the Inland Empire are saying damage to their crops from this week's freeze would equal that of last year. Orchardists in some areas said yesterday their crops were virtually wiped out after a night of temperatures in the upper teens and lower 20s. Southeastern Washington and parts of Oregon were particularly hard hit. One of the biggest fruit growers in the Clarkston area, Leonard Lottie of Clarkston Heights, said the fruit crop there looks like a total loss after Monday night's freeze. The mercury slipped to 20 degrees at Clarkston Heights. John Cartino of Seattle was elected president of the Pacific Northwest Trade Association as the group wound up its conference in Vancouver, B.C. yesterday. Ed Carlson of Seattle, president of Western Hotels, said that jet planes, affluence, and increased leisure will have revolutionized the international travel business. A bill authorizing a third powerhouse at Grand Coulee Dam on the Columbia River passed the House on a voice vote yesterday. The House had passed a similar measure earlier. A delegation from Kitsap County asked the State Highway Commission to make State Highway 16 a four-lane highway. Members of the delegation said this would help cut down the number of traffic fatalities on the route from Bremerton to the Narrows Bridge. They said 5 people have been killed this year alone on the two-lane highway. The State Highway Commission meets in Olympia today to consider a long-pending application to lay a natural gas pipeline across the Narrows Bridge. Washington Natural Gas said the line would be used to serve customers in the Gig Harbor area. The commission has held several hearings on the matter. Commission Chairman George Zahn said today's will be the final one. We'll have news from the nation and the world after this good word for you from Baldwin and Son.
The summer sun was made for trips to the mountain or a jump to the seashore or just leisure on the patio in your backyard. Certainly not for fighting with that lawnmower again this year or having to wait for the rain to stop, so that you can mow your lawn in the summer sun when you could just as easily be taking it easy. Baldwin & Sons has just the answer for lawn care the easy way. The California Trimmer, a fantastic lawnmower that makes all others old-fashioned. The California Trimmer from Baldwin & Sons will cut your grass while it's wet, or even while it's raining, and you will have a plush carpet-looking lawn. The California Trimmer will cut closer to walls, closer to sidewalks than any other mower I know. And remember, it cuts in the rain. I have a California Trimmer, and I know that it works better than any other lawnmower in the neighborhood. And so do my neighbors, which explains why I always have to mow my lawn when it's dry. You see, they borrow it when the grass is wet and take their leisure when it's dry. Oh, if they would buy a California Trimmer, too.
Why don't you be a good neighbor and buy a California trimmer from Baldwin & Sons at South 12th and Sprague in Tacoma? I guarantee you will have a lot more friends if you do.
U.S. Navy fighter bombers have knocked out one span of a strategic railroad bridge just 10 miles from North Vietnam's major port of Haiphong. Four missiles were fired at the raiders, none scored. A U.S. spokesman in Saigon said, however, three other American jets, two Air Force, and one Navy have been lost in the past 24 hours. One pilot was rescued, two are missing. Angry Vietnamese broke up a news conference called in Saigon today by six American pacifists who had kept their anti-war demonstration plan secret from U.S. and Vietnamese authorities. The six are members of the U.S. Committee for Nonviolent Action. The pacifists were the targets of tomatoes and eggs, shouts asking whether they are communists. The storm erupted after the Americans declared their opposition to the war. Vietnamese authorities allowed the six to hold a news conference, told them they must leave the country at once. American officials apparently were caught by surprise. Senator Robert Kennedy has criticized the Johnson administration for cutting some domestic programs because of the costs of the Vietnam War. The Michigan Welfare Department concedes that the federal government has been a little too effective in its war on Aussie Bullock's poverty. It seems that a social worker's error gave Bullock, an unemployed factory worker, a tax-free income of $160 a month from two federal anti-poverty programs. The Michigan Welfare Department has plans to cut that sum to $132 a week and possibly to $99. Mrs. Bullock, a mother of 11, says it sure will make a difference. Bullock's take-home pay from his former job was $104 a week. A new series of medical tests has been ordered for actor Marlon Brando by his personal physician, who flew from New York to London early today. Brando was hospitalized after suffering severe abdominal pains. The Washington Post said Connecticut Senator Tom Dodd told a Senate group that $100,000 raised at two dinners given for him was in the form...
Your host here, Kent Wright, and heard in all the records over KTNT, KTNT-FM, Tacoma.
KTNT News. From the KTNT Radio Newsroom, from the city desk of the Tacoma News Tribune, this is KTNT News.
City Desk News reported by Bob Cleland.
Good afternoon, everyone. Attorneys for 20-year-old Dean Bromley of Tacoma today filed formal notice of appeal from a first-degree kidnapping conviction in the Washington State Supreme Court. Bromley is one of three convicted in connection with the kidnapping of 13-year-old Charles Hyde III here last fall. Tilford Baker is serving a life sentence on a kidnapping conviction. James Evans, convicted on a conspiracy charge, is serving a 10-year term. Bromley also was sentenced to life, but says he will fight the conviction in the Supreme Court. There's always a chance that if he were given another trial and again found guilty, he could be sentenced to death. Two convicts charged with assault and burglary after escaping from McNeil Island Federal Penitentiary here told a federal judge they were beaten by prison guards who captured them. The two inmates are 49-year-old Richard Bayless and 22-year-old Dennis Hubbard. They made the beating claims while in Tacoma federal court to argue that certain charges against them in connection with the escape should be dropped. Both men told Judge George Bolt that prison officers stripped them, forced them to lie face down with hands handcuffed behind them, then kicked them about the head and body. They said this was just after they were captured hiding in the McNeil Island home of a doctor on the nearby penitentiary staff. The judge asked Warden Raymond May about beating charges. The warden said, "It is not our practice to beat up people." He said, "Although I was not present when they were captured, I would seriously doubt that they were mistreated." The judge then asked U.S. District Attorney John Obenauer to look into it, file an affidavit in answer to the charges by the two. Bolt also ruled that the beating charge would have no effect on the pair's trial in connection with the escape. That trial is set to begin May 10th. A Tacoma restaurateur has been named secretary of the newly formed Restaurant Association of the State of Washington. John Hornan was named to the post following an organizational meeting in Seattle. A 75-year-old Gig Harbor man sustained a fractured right shoulder in a fall from a ladder yesterday. Roy Belchy had placed the ladder against a tree, not knowing that the tree had been cut through. The tree also fell on and demolished Belchy's truck. The Weyerhaeuser Company announced here today it plans extensive organizational changes to streamline and make the operations of the giant lumber products firm more effective. Company President George Weyerhaeuser said the new alignment will emphasize a strong research effort on both paperboard and packaging, and that marketing programs will be intensified. Weyerhaeuser said a new paperboard and packaging group will be formed within the company to be directed by Merrill Robinson as corporate vice president. Two Vancouver, Washington cousins who pleaded guilty to income tax evasion and conspiracy charges last June have been sentenced to 18 months in jail in federal court here. Lyle Plaisted was sentenced for income tax evasion. Harold Lee Plaisted for conspiracy. Harold Plaisted also was fined $1,000. The pair was involved in the same conspiracy and tax evasion case for which three other men were sentenced earlier. In that one, Thomas Dean of Ridgefield was sentenced to 18 months and fined $4,000. Claude Bradbury and Harlan Dobos, both of Portland, each received 18-month terms and $1,000 fine. All the jail terms were ordered suspended after 3 months, and the men placed on probation for 5 years. More news after this word from Pacific Stories.
Yes, it happened. North American has chopped up still another service first for you. Instead of taking a big bite out of the family savings for moving, you can now pay as little as 10% of the actual moving charges and spread the rest out over convenient monthly payments. Only North American offers it for interstate moving. When you next move up, call North American.
In Tacoma, call Pacific Storage for budget plan moving. Remember, just 10% down can put you into your new home. Call Pacific Storage at Market 76191 for complete information.
Two King County tax officials in Seattle were sentenced to 10-year maximum prison terms this morning for accepting bribe money to make tax concessions. Superior Court Judge William Wilkins produced sentence for former County Assessor Tony Steen and one of his top aides, James Arthur Lee. Both pleaded guilty to the bribery charges earlier. Wilkins said he would recommend a minimum sentence of 18 months for the former assessor and 1 year for his assistant. The judge said he wished he could suspend their sentences entirely, but that he had no choice other than to give them prison terms. The judge also said he will ask the parole board to permit the two to begin their sentences in the county jail, so they will be available for the trial of 76-year-old Homer Gaylor of Portland. Gaylor is a tax consultant who was indicted last month by a county grand jury on a charge of offering bribes. Washington and Oregon Indians and state fishing authorities apparently have settled down to a long campaign. The Yakima tribe declared the salmon season on the Columbia open at noon Monday. Since then, Washington and Oregon authorities have been arresting any Indian who puts a gill net in the river. An Indian spokesman said they expect to keep the pressure on state authorities with steady but not massive resistance. He said there will be just enough to make a couple of arrests a day. The early hours of today went by with no activity, but 7 Indians were arrested yesterday, 5 in Washington, 2 in Oregon. The Boeing company said today it will recommend the issuance of 2,165,000 shares of additional capital stock at a board of directors meeting next Monday. President William Allen said the offering would be part of an overall financing plan to meet a heavy investment for plant and equipment and other requirements of the company's big expansion program. Most of the expansion is to meet an increased demand for commercial jetliners. The additional shares would be offered to stockholders through subscription rights on the basis of one new share for each 8 shares held. The offering would be made after completion of a previously announced 2-for-1 stock split. Stockholders will vote next Monday on a proposal to increase Boeing's capital stock from 10 to 30 million shares. If approved, the directors are expected to fix May 3rd as a date of record and May 17th as the distribution date for the stock split. The University of Washington has begun a study of all courses having anything to do with religion to see whether any changes should be made. A special committee is looking into all phases of studies having the remotest connection with any religion. Recommendations are to be made later, including the possibility of a curriculum leading to a baccalaureate degree in the study of religions. The study has been spurred by 2 Bible Presbyterian Church pastors, one here in Tacoma, who filed a suit to halt the teaching of courses dealing with historical, biographical, narrative, or literary features of the Bible. Experts from Harvard, Yale, Oxford, and the University of California have visited the campus as consultants to the committee studying religious courses. The committee said there are at least 17 courses now taught at the U in which religious content is the central factor. These range from one called the Bible as Literature, which the pastors are attacking, to Greek and Roman mythology, and the philosophy of religion. Wallace Lake, a startup Washington teacher charged with first-degree murder, was ordered committed to Northern State Hospital at Cedro Woolley for 45 days of observation. Lake is accused of the Friday night slaying of 56-year-old Eric Granstrom, a custodian at a startup grade school. We'll have news from the nation and the world after this word from Midas.
Midas has a guarantee. Get a brand new muffler free. Service charges all you pay and installed without delay.
For as long as you own your car, Midas mufflers are guaranteed. If replacement is needed, a new one is free. And that free muffler is guaranteed too. Call Midas. Get our price.
Get a Midas muffler. Get a Midas muffler.
In Tacoma, Midas muffler is 1814 South Tacoma Way.
Secretary of Defense McNamara told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today that South Vietnam probably faces more internal political turmoil. He said he cannot predict when it will shift from an unstable set of political institutions to a stable set. He said the Saigon regime took a step in that direction when it agreed simply to hold elections. McNamara said that South Vietnam, like other underdeveloped nations, is undergoing a period of birth pains. The leader of the Buddhist forces in South Vietnam said in Saigon there may be an attempt to overthrow Premier Ki's military government this week. Tik Dien Minh said any such overthrow would need...